Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out the blog, the poll question. We have a new poll question every week that we hope you'll check it out. And by the way, this week's poll question is about vacation. Are you going to get a vacation this week? That's what we want to know about. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can also find the body of work that Jennifer Reed Hawthorne has deposited with us over the years as an outstanding member of our brain trust. She's with us right now. She's the author of The Soul of Success, plus Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul, and Life Lessons for Loving the Way You Live. Jennifer, we were talking about, as we went to the break, we're talking about being flexible, especially folks who are where the world seems to be moving a little faster than the pace that we became used to in the early part of our years, our career. And I was saying that, you know, especially if you're over 50, maybe even over 45, the world's kind of running away from you in a lot of ways right now. And you were giving us some good examples about how to deal with that.
Yes. And, you know, Jim, when we're talking about mind, body, and spirit, I like to talk about body first. We'll come back to Oprah in a minute because I think she's a remarkable example of the spirit aspect of this conversation. But the other day on CNN, I saw a woman being featured who is 112 years old.
Wow.
She lives in Singapore, and she is still serving other people. And
wow.
When someone asked her what the secret to her longevity and her ability to serve others was, she said, yoga. And they showed pictures of her doing yoga. And because I have had a lot of personal experience.
Hey, sign me up, Jennifer.
Yeah, really. But here's the thing. If we're going to be flexible in life, and that includes business as well as the way we age and the way we live life in general, because every part of us is so connected with every other part, the body is as good a part as any to start with.
Hey, Jennifer, so if you're in a yoga class and you hear cracking and popping in the back, that's my bones breaking trying to get into yoga positions.
Even you can do yoga, Jim. I know it. And I'll tell you, it doesn't have to be yoga, but anything that makes you flexible. And not all exercise makes you flexible. A lot of exercise makes muscles contract and everything. So I think that to develop flexibility in life, in the way we think, in the way we express our hearts, we have to be doing something physically.
I do know that when I stretch, when I do stretching myself, and just loosening up to do for whatever, you know, just for no reason or for to get ready to hit a golf ball or whatever, you can feel the energy and something, I don't know if it's toxins or whatever, you can feel things being released, can't you?
Absolutely. And you know what, Jim? That translates into flexibility of mind.
I'm going to do that now while you're talking.
Well.
Go ahead.
Wonderful. My feeling is that as I age, and as I deal with my own business, it's so critical to remain youthful. I look sometimes at people who are, you know, quite advanced in age, and I see their contracted bodies, but I also see their contracted minds. I have a friend whose 89-year-old father is living with her and her husband. This man was a brilliant professor at University of California, Berkeley, and he is so closed now that they can't even talk about certain topics at the dinner table, including the things that they're passionate about and their businesses. I don't want to be that way.
Wow.
This is flexibility of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
I want to remain youthful for the rest of my life, no matter how many years I have, and I think that that the key to this may be doing some kind of meditation.
There's something else. Let me stick this word in, and you keep going on the meditation. Curiosity is the key. Go ahead.
I love that. The next word out of my mouth was going to be openness, and I think that's a flip side of curiosity. You know, I'll give you a wonderful example. Lady Gaga. Every time I see her on television, I think, oh, my gosh, if my parents were alive, they would probably have a heart attack. And I think, okay, Jennifer, this be open. Can you be open? Can you be 90 years old and actually look deeper and see what this young woman has to say? Because, boy, she is pushing the envelope. But I'm telling you, because I've been open, I actually love her music. I think at 24 years old, she has a profound influence on lots of people.
What you have to, whether you like her music or not, what you have to like about her is her willingness to not be afraid to be an individual. To leverage her individuality. And the good thing about her is she's doing it in a medium that allows that. I mean, if she were trying to be something, if she was in, she were in some other industry, you know, it might be offensive. But in her in the music industry, it allows that sort of thing. So good for her for exploring that. And I, you know, to me, curiosity, if there's one thing that I am grateful for, that somehow when all the chromosomes came together to make me, somehow I got a heavy extra dose of curiosity, because I don't like, I get tired, Jennifer, but I don't like to go to sleep because I'm afraid I'm going to miss something.
Oh, that's so beautiful, Jim, honestly. And I think it's a key to remaining flexible in terms of our minds. I think that's really beautiful. One more thing about Lady Gaga that I just want to say, I admire her so much for her attempts to end discrimination of all kinds.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's really beautiful.
Yeah.
So whether you like her or not, the point is, can we remain open, curious, as you say, and this is the way to stay flexible.
I want to talk about the spirit some more, because this is a topic that I like talking about. You guys know that. I've been doing it on my show for a long time, and I don't know anybody to talk about the spirit more better with than our good friend Jennifer Reed Hawthorne. And she'll have an Oprah story right after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.